discourse modes are modes of thinking and discourse. In other words, they are general abstract ways of thinking and operated with language on which people draw to interpret the world and interact. They represent basic human processes that are situated at a higher level of abstraction above genres. For that reason, they are termed pre-genres or pre-generic structures. This means that they transcend particular networks of social practices because they can enter a variety of genres and texts, and they do not have a unique function. For example, we can see that narrating discourse mode is used by used in non-fictional and fictional genres. For example, in novels, in short stories, and it can also appear in a history textbook. In addition, discourse modes are potential indicators of the types of features a text might contain, and they are strategic resources on which a text and genre might draw in order to fulfill its function. For example, describing discourse mode can be used by an advertisement in order to describe a situation in a terribly dramatic way and raise awareness among people. Moreover, we can describe discourse mode in terms of their internal linguistic features and by the way they relate with the world. And different categorizations have been proposed by a number of authors. Most of the authors agree on description, argument, and narrative as their consideration as discourse modes. But Bain will also add to these three modes the expository mode, Smith will mention also information and report, and Feuerklärt will also mention conversation. Bax will say that there are five different discourse modes: interacting, instructing, narrating, describing, instructing, and reporting. So, to summarize, discourse modes are general ways of thinking and using language which are used by a variety of genres and texts in order to achieve their functions. And texts and genres may draw primarily on one discourse mode and secondarily on others.